The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 22nd of November, and 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring and compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Friday, and David is there at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got to do that again.
Good morning.
No,
yes,
nope,
I can't hear
sure.
You.
Nope. That's,
you cannot hear me.
Well, a little bit.
Barely.
We're gonna go through like we always should do. We should test these mics
before we start.
This
channel, it changes.
It changes. There we go. Okay, so how are you, David?
This channel has been hot lately, but today it was not hot.
All right. Well, somebody was fooling with the
check.
Good morning.
Was fooling with
we're
the,
there. We're there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know what? What is
guess what day it is?
It's the barometer change. Yeah.
Guess what national day it is? Tell her. Day.
National Substitute Teacher Day.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay. We love our teachers and Carl.
And David.
And David. Oh, David, I
we've
didn't
both
know
done that.
That.
Yes.
We both substitute taught.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So when when Carl first came, retired out of the Marines, and he came to Reading, he had to go to he went through Simpson so he could get his teeth. By the way, shout out.
My certificate. Because I already had my degree.
Right. But you had to get qualified or certified for California.
Exactly.
So you went to Simpson, and then you were on the robocall.
Yeah.
Where you got called, and it was electronic. Can you work today? And you went all over Reading, and you taught different subjects, and you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but you could teach as much as you want, and like if you wanted to teach every day, I don't know, David, if you ran into this, but you could teach every day if you wanted to.
Yes, there was lots of work.
Lots of work out there, and now they're paying a lot more.
Well,
okay.
I mean, why not? I mean, how fun.
I'm getting my hand lit.
You could travel, and then you could put yourself, you wanted to do that. Now, here's, I want to do the weather really fast, because we do have the Pet of the Week with us. I'm very excited about, we always love to see Katrina, and she's brought just in a sweetheart. We don't know, I haven't looked to see if it's male or female, but we were all about it. Okay, now, it's currently 55 degrees. Now, I'm sure everybody is just wondering, should I go here? Should I go there? The travel, of course, you're hearing the warnings about trees and what happens in the, if you're going to drive, don't drive through a 6-inch puddle because it could be more than you think it is, and the down trees, it can happen with saturated ground, et cetera. But what we have is a flood watch, a wind advisory, and a flood advisory, underlined. So we have patchy fog and showers with temperatures around 56 today, our winds 9 to 16, maybe up to 34, 100%. Precipitation. So you know that just means rain tonight, showers and possibly thunderstorms. This is where you really want to watch for your animals to not dodge and dart. We'll hear more about that through Katrina. Again, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. So tomorrow calls for Saturday, and we'll be out at the casino doing the Republican Women's Tea tomorrow. You'll be one of the guards, and we'll be doing music and enjoying that as well.
They need guards because they get rowdy.
Yeah, they have to be.
I'm not one of the guards.
Right. Well, tomorrow, 54, Saturday, and Saturday
average
night.
Average age 60.
So just know that we do have the fog and the thunderstorms and rain throughout the whole weekend. So we'll do more of a detailed read of the forecast, and the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned company, the Kinney family, that owns Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Right now, the hard-to-get-to places, they're always getting their trucks to you and taking care of you. 365-3793. Now we're going to shift our focus on to Katrina, our Haven Humane Pet of the Week. Katrina, it's always nice to see you. You know what? The animals at Haven Humane have a friend in you.
Thank you.
I got a friend in you.
Yeah.
So, how are you today? And who do you have with you?
I'm good. I brought with me Elsie.
Elsie. Oh, yeah. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. I think that was it from, you know, Cabaret. Okay.
She's about 2 years old. Shepherd Husky mix. You commented on how she looks kind of like Buford because she's got the different colored eyes.
Yes.
The blue and the brown.
I didn't get that close.
She's got kind of a Malwa.
Yes.
Muzzle.
Yes.
Black muzzle.
Yes.
And she's over here licking my fingers.
She's a sweet. Okay, let's hear about her. What's her history? Do you know?
We don't know. She's been with us for about a month, and she did come in as a stray, so we're not sure about where she came from. She's definitely just a very sweet, very gentle girl. The biggest thing with Elsie is I think she just really needs a confidence boost. She can be a little insecure in, like, new situations, a little tentative, but she seems to gain a lot of confidence and a lot of security from being with people and from her bonds with people. So I think she just needs a home that's going to spend some time with her and really make her the center of their world.
Yeah, she looks like she's really scared. She's over there licking Linda's face and is hugging her. It's as close to a dog can hug. But you're right. If she's with somebody, she's going to be a love. She reminds me of Buford in that way.
Yes, she does. She's the female version.
She's a female.
Smaller version.
A smaller version of Buford.
She's got a beautiful coat. Her coat is so soft.
Yeah.
No, she's gorgeous. She's the kind of dog that when she kind of comes into a room, she's kind of got to sniff around, kind of got to feel it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But she just loves getting attention from people.
Yeah. She was a little timid at first when I went under the table and she kind of looked back and then she put her paws up on my shoulders and was just, that was it. She just had to check first.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
how animals do. They are smarter than we are when it comes to, like, are you good or you're not good, right?
Yeah,
they really are.
Read those vibes pretty well.
All right, so what else is going on, Katrina? So we have Elsie.
We have North State Giving Tuesday coming up on December 3rd.
Okay.
So very big day. If you're not familiar with Giving Tuesday, it's a very big donation day for nonprofits. And the special thing about donating on Giving Tuesday is that your donations will be matched, so your donation actually goes a lot further than any other day. And early giving for that has already opened. So we actually, if you go to havenhumane.org, right on our homepage, there is a link to get you to the donation page if you're wanting to donate right now.
Okay.
So very special.
Well, great. So you're on your media run today. What more do we need to know about this beautiful dog, Elsie? She's how old again?
She's 2 years old. She's only about 50 pounds, too, so she's not very large.
Okay, she's not.
And she's frog laying on the ground right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about when you adopt a dog or a cat out of Haven is they're chipped, they're wormed, they're whatever it is, they're ready to go. They have been vet checked. You know, you're paying an adoption fee, and the adoption fee for Elsie is?
$25.
All right, see? That's what Buford was because there was a sponsor. Usually it's around $75, but somebody's either sponsoring it or you're going through a program at this time.
That's right. Each dog is different. Sometimes people will, you know, put money on their sponsorship, you know, different things or their age, or there's a lot of different avenues we have to reduce adoption fees. So definitely talk to us about that because our standard rate, I would say, is 75, but a lot of times it is different just depending on the dog.
I almost want to bring Buford out, but then, you know, it might be a pee fest, so we don't need to deal with that in the studio, right?
Maybe a little too early.
Maybe too early for that, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. We always appreciate it. Again, Pet of the Week with Haven Humane. Please, you know, now is the time. The shelter is always full.
It is.
And you have a lot of dogs and a lot of cats. We don't always encourage that you bring a pet home during the holidays, but if you really are interested, we love the fact that, you know, they will really work with you. They have the visitation rooms where you can bring the pet out and see how they maybe interact with another one of your animals, right?
Yeah, we do like dogs to meet each other before you take them home.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Katrina.
Yeah,
Happy holidays to you.
You too.
I guess we won't see you next Friday because it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, we won't be here. So.
Well, you guys have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Be safe.
And what's her name again?
Elsie.
When I go, I'm going like Elsie.
I hope Elsie finds a home because this is just a nice pup.
Jesus
Christ. Carl, I had a caller.
Linda.
I had a caller say that they're going to come by and get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we open at 11.
Okay.
They open at 11, and her name's Elsie. And I tell you what, she's like a female Buford,
you know
the way it looks right now.
I want to know when they come by at 11.
Yep.
If
they come by.
Because we said that she looks like Buford. I want to know if there's any
connection.
I'll
give you guys a call.
Or
well,
they saw
she's
her
not
somewhere.
Marked. She's not marked like Buford, but her attitude and the way she is just like Buford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want her if
I
we
hope,
didn't
well,
have
thank
him.
You very much, whoever
thank
that
you.
Is, and
yeah.
we'll find out if Elsie gets adopted today.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you later.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Katrina. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. And we've got Robba with us, which is not.
And I got a hankering for four white tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired before you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Take me David runs through and says, I'm getting ready to turn the mics on, because we're in here just, you know, blah, 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 blah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. If you could see a photo of me right now, you'd be seeing something that's only happened one time before in 15 years.
You're wearing a sweatshirt?
I'm wearing a hoodie.
You're wearing a hoodie.
I'm wearing a hoodie, right? Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to take that dog out for a walk. And yesterday I came back in, and we were both soaked. So welcome back to the show.
That's right. Okay, now there's like atmospheric river updates. There's a storm that's pounding Redding, and of course the Oregon region. But we just want to know, right now 55 degrees in the downtown studios, but we are under a flood watch, a wind advisory, and a flood advisory. So tonight we'll have thunderstorms and patchy fog. Not a time you want to be driving around. I know that there's probably events and people are canceling, or you can, just be careful to drive through it. When you grew up in the country, as I did, I remember my parents, we lived an hour away. My dad would commute every day for an hour from Pleasant Valley, Placerville area, into Aerojet. My dad never missed a day of work.
That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me with your dad. Butte County is issuing evacuation orders, warnings, due to the flooding that's going on down there. I'm going to hit the zones. But I guess if you know what zone you're in, there are 312, 313, 314, 315, and 317. I don't know where that is, but you can look it up. So for flooding, the coast is getting hammered out there.
And then some of the trucks, of course, were waylaid on the I-5, but the storm, which also prompted avalanche warnings on Mount Shasta and disrupted internet services, expected to bring more rain, but snow levels will rise to 8,000 feet. Well, no kidding. But that should bring some relief from travelers on the I-5 as well. And of course, we do know that there's, trees down at various areas. Tomorrow we have showers, with our temperatures around 54. Now, it's not even about, the temperature being freezing. It's just the saturation. And when there's this much saturation, this is where people worry about trees falling, power outages, power lines going down as well. That's where people are, the warning really is. And do you know what I mean, Carl?
I absolutely do. Have you seen Jaguar? You know, the car.
Oh my God, that's a big thing right now.
You know what? Jaguar. I've ridden in Jaguars before.
Oh, I love Jags.
And, my friend had one.
Yeah.
And
I always wanted one.
This was a couple of decades ago.
Yeah.
But it was in the shop a lot, but he loved that car.
Yeah.
But they've got a new commercial out. You can even call it bizarre. And this is out of, Gannett newspapers, if they're thinking it's bizarre. The 30-second clip opens with a new simplified minimalist Jaguar logo without its iconic leaping cat image, which is really the best part about it. And then it shows a parting elevator door revealing several figures dressed in brightly colored outfits. Figures walk out into a pink landscape before the camera cuts to a woman in a large dress silhouetted against an orange backdrop. A man dressed in red then paints over the camera with a paintbrush.
I saw the commercial.
Okay. And the figures in it are adronogous. You can't tell if they're male or female.
Right.
And you're looking at them and you're going, and the way they're dressed.
What does this have to do with Jaguar?
I don't know. But it is, if you want people talking about Jaguar.
Right. Yeah, they did.
They got exactly what they wanted because, and people are just thoroughly flummoxed by what does this mean? Or does it mean anything? But they remember the name Jaguar. So maybe that's why they did it.
Okay. They got people talking. Jaguar. Okay, so I've always thought it was a sexy car, and I remember your friend who's got the car I always liked. It was a convertible, probably I think that was either an '80s or '90s. kind of a sedan. Love that. And then, of course, I love the 60s. You remember seeing some of that in, like, the, like, when you think of Bullet with Steve McQueen of that era that looked like a missile. I love that Jaguar. Anyway, you know, anybody who's had one has always said that they're in the shop a lot. And you just know that if you've got a Jaguar, you better work on it. So you better be prepared to have it worked on. So hopefully you can work on it.
Hey, Matt Gates.
Dropped out,
and immediately President-elect Trump nominated former Attorney General of Florida Pam Bondi as the next Attorney General of the United States. Now, she's got...
Who is she?
Well, she's the Attorney General of Florida, but she's got 20 years in law and then running being the Attorney General of Florida. So you've got somebody with lots of experience. And here's what somebody says... that it's bad news for, I don't know, for who it would be. But occasionally attorney generals try to behave like they are not the personal lawyer of the President of the United States. This is completely out the window. Pam Bondi is exactly what I was saying in that last segment that we should all fear, because she's competent. So he's... We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job. So if anyone on the Democrat side or anyone who cared about liberty or justice was thinking, well, maybe Matt Gaetz will screw this up and that will give us time. No, Pam Bondi knows what she's doing. Yeah. So here's a competent woman being named to be the Attorney General of the United States, and they're scared because she's competent. You know, she could actually get things done.
I had lunch yesterday with a very good friend who was definitely a Harris supporter. And we didn't really talk politics to the end of the lunch. And she said, you know, this is her opinion. And so we know that we're going to be going through Thanksgiving, and it was civil.
And we loved it. We love this woman.
Yes, yeah. Like
both
a sister. She's like... Yeah. Extended
She's been there.
Sister from another Mr. or Mama. Anyway, so she was talking about that she felt like the bar was super low, and Matt Gaetz was a perfect example, and that the bar was low, and that can't we just raise the bar, and that she said, did you ever watch Handmaid's Tale? Because she really went on about women's rights, Roe versus Wade. That really bothers her. She's got granddaughters. This really bothers a lot of people. That she feels like, why does somebody have to have a miscarriage, that they're actually being told you can't do anything during a miscarriage. Anyway, so in her mind, and I haven't read those particular
articles
or comments, but she knew of a few people personally, you know, and she's got...
She lives in California.
Daughters and granddaughters and stuff like that.
The one thing people need to remember is Roe versus Wade... sent it all back down to the states. And since that decision, there's been more abortions. More abortions than before.
And she was saying, why can't you just leave it alone? Why does it have to go to the states? Just leave it alone. It's been in place for all these years. So anyway, within the luncheon, when I got back out in the car, that's when Matt had resigned or pulled himself back from the nomination. And that's how quickly things are moving.
Okay, now this is the final thing, and then we got to take a break, and we have our guest coming in. She knows what she's doing about immigration. Remember, Florida is one of those states that has been aggressive about migrants and deportation and moving people to different states and everything else like that. Florida has enacted all sorts of rules and laws to curtail students, what they can do on campuses, and finding legal justifications for manipulating education money. She is dangerous and effective pick, and that's frankly worse than what we would have got with Matt Gaetz. Even with the deplorable moral background that he has, a competent, well-versed, very intelligent, strong woman coming in here to the AG, Attorney General's office, and oh my God, he picked somebody that's competent, and we should really be worried.
And
now.
A woman.
Well, that's what I've been saying, that it's a woman that fits every qualification, and now the whining starts because she's too competent. If you can believe that. Anyway, I just found that amusing. All right, let's take a quick break. And let me see. What's anything going on this weekend that we need to tell people about? Well, tonight, the Garden of Lights opens.
Oh.
Garden of Lights opens tonight.
And we went in the storm, folks, and it's still fun.
It is beautiful out there.
We went on Wednesday night for media night, and it was windy and it was stormy, but we just enjoyed every minute of it.
The Reading Lighted Christmas Parade is coming up December 7th at 6 p.m. downtown Reading.
I
just
think
get
David
ready for that.
And Jen are going to be doing a live remote from their store.
We're going to be out on the street there in front of the store doing the announcing right there.
I love it. I love it. Isn't that great?
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the Reading Area Bus Authority.
I keep from going crazy. He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while.
Annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio.
Good morning.
Get used to this rain. It's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, by the way, we have a Toys for Tots box here at the station at 1326. I'm looking out there, folks. We do have a competition. Let's just think about the heart of that. We do want to fill that up with toys, but also when you come in, you could fill out something in there. We're going to be doing a giveaway, and that will be announced on December 16th on You know, for those people, I mean, you could just come in and put your name on something, and we're going to be
bring
giving
in
away
a $10 toy, unwrapped, mm-hmm. new, and we'll enter you into a contest to win 4 Garden of Light tickets and $50 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Right.
All you have to do, and if you bring in 4 toys, you get to enter 4 times. We'll draw those, and you get to go to Garden of Lights and be fed that night. So,
or any night.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. They've been in the business about 18 years and have won national awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business there at Cornerstone, and we're real happy. I like to think of it at, like, the Cheers of banks.
And you were
they
just
know
out,
your name.
Out in front of Robert the other day to do a
we
live
were there
remote.
At Cornerstone for our big donation day for veterans and Robin. We're going to talk about that right now. We're here with John Andahl. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. Is he on? Okay.
Yes, go ahead, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so keep going.
All right, top
there
of the morning.
There we go, excellent. All right, right.
And Kelly Sapeliak.
Got it.
It's a good Croatian name.
Yep.
It's her married name, Bill.
Right. Good morning, both of you.
She's Irish, it looks like.
John and Kelly, thank you for being here.
It sounds like a morning show.
Yeah, John and Kelly show.
Yeah, John and Kelly.
Okay, we're talking about Reading Bus Authority.
That's Area Bus Authority.
Right, and Reading Area Bus Authority, RABA. And you guys just did a drive the other day. It was fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the review of that.
We did. So we did this was our 15th annual RABA Salute to Veterans event. We did it at in Reading at the Cornerstone location where you guys were. It was also at the Anderson location. And then this year, for the first time, we added Shasta Lake. So it was nice to have all those locations. It was a great turnout. Some people just stopped wondering what all the hubbub was, came and talked to us. We had some great conversations with veterans. So it ended up being a really great event.
How did we do, John? Was it a success?
I would say so. With the 3 locations plus online donations, we were able to get more than we had last year.
Great.
That's wonderful.
So what's that mean? Because there's a lot of work put into this, but what's that mean for our veterans here in town?
Basically, veterans will get free transportation on all RABA services throughout Shasta County, even to our new route that goes down to Chico, and all they need to do is just basically show some form of ID that proves that they're a veteran. And if they don't have ID to prove that they're a veteran, they can go to Nation's Finest or to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, fill out an application, and then we'll issue them a RABA veterans card.
Right, but my ID card would be enough.
Your ID card, as long as it says that you're a veteran.
Yep, okay.
And then you can just board the bus as many times as you like.
Right, now, this means that veterans then, because a lot of veterans are getting up in age and may not be driving, so the bus becomes a primary way because the prices are reasonable, and or people may have, injuries and they can't drive. But you all have started a couple of wonderful, wonderful ideas that have kicked off. You mind talking about those? We'll finish up with micro, but the other one is the small bus, or
it is,
what do you call it?
Our RABA runabout is a form of microtransit, correct?
Okay.
Yes. Yes, so that's going to be the newest one that we have rolling out. And we do currently offer it on Sundays. If people want to give it a try, they can do it now on Sunday. But we're going to be rolling it out during the week as well.
Okay, but you've got another one you can use right now that will come to your house.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's for individuals with disabilities. That's our paratransit. On-demand service, yes.
That's just for people with that's just for people with disabilities.
Correct.
It's not for just anybody.
Yes, correct. And
okay,
if you're a disabled veteran, it's free. So,
yeah.
Yes, but that's correct.
I misunderstood that. I thought anybody could use that one. No.
That's the runabout. There's a lot of services. So
the micro transit, the runabout, though. Tell people about this. I told Linda about it when I got home, John, and she goes, "Nah." I said, Yeah, this is pretty cool. So
just think of it as Lyft or Uber. basically, if you live in Shasta Lake, Mountain Gate, Anderson, East Reading, West Reading, or Central Reading, all you'll need to do is download the RABA and Shasta Connect app on at the App Store or Google Play. Once you've downloaded the app and signed into the app, basically select where you want to go, as long as it's within those zones I just mentioned, and when you want to be picked up. And we'll send a runabout vehicle to you within 30 minutes. And as part of the runabout, it's also a shared ride experience. So as the bus is working its way to pick you up, maybe picking up and dropping off people along the way. If you need to travel beyond the zone, then the runabout will drop you off at the nearest RABA bus stop or the nearest RABA transit center, where then you could connect to another RABA route that will get you to your destination.
Okay, so I want to go to the airport, and it's, you know, early in the morning, the route's not moving on the bus, or you don't have one then. So I call up 30 minutes before I have to leave. I give myself time because they pick me up. They're going to pick up some more people on the way.
Correct.
Probably.
Yep.
And drop them off. So it could, you know, it won't be a, it could be it's not a direct route out to the airport.
Correct. I mean, the longest you'll be on a runabout vehicle at the most will be 30 to 45 minutes.
Right. So you give yourself that time.
You give yourself that time. But if there's nobody booking at that time, you might get a straight shot.
Okay. So this is something. Now, what if people don't have the capabilities of using an app? What do you do?
They can call our dispatch center at 530-241-2877, option 2, and then that will also connect them to the runabout service.
Okay. So then they can order by phone.
Because
a lot
of
people don't have apps, and you know that.
And if you don't have a smartphone, you can also go on the website, too.
Right.
And also book on the website as well.
So, Sean,
do you realize how cool this is?
It's so great.
No, I mean that. It's Veterans Ride Free. And I think it would, how much does it cost if you're not a veteran?
$2.
$2.
Yeah. It's just, you know,
but
you,
a wife, say the, you know, or a right. wife or the person, spouse. Partner, spouse of the veteran gets to go for half price, $1.
That's correct.
So you can get from here to the airport or here to the mall or anything like that.
Shasta Lake, Anderson.
Shasta Lake, Anderson, for, if you're with me, $1 each way. You're worth it.
Or $2 for a 24-hour pass.
All right, so, John, I just want to ask because I think it's great. You know, I remember when you first came into this position and we had you on the show. So what is your title?
The Transit General Manager.
Okay. And you did you move to Reading for this job?
I did. I came from Hawaii County.
Okay. So I
it's Hawaii County being Hawaii. He moved from Hawaii.
Yes.
Hawaii.
Yes. Yes.
He moved
yes.
from
Island.
Island. The yeah. Hawaii mm-hmm. to the mainland
right.
to Reading.
Right.
And you know what? And I ask you this every time. So, what do you think? Really similar, huh?
I love sunshine.
Outside of Palm Springs, we're probably one of the sunniest cities.
In the United States.
Yeah. So,
and earlier in my career, I actually worked in Yuma, Arizona, another sunny
city. Oh, that's
like
right.
Reading.
And you've got a
Yuma.
A very right. interesting history. So, what's it been like for you? Let's talk a little bit about what it's been like for you being in Reading and working with RABA in this position.
You know, it's been great, quite frankly. I have a wonderful board of directors that has been very supportive of the innovations that we've been implementing. I have a wonderful staff and that's been helping me in making these innovations happen. And, you know, I've been really enjoying it.
I like
well,
that.
Well, you are bringing things in here. I mean, our rapid transit here in town in the past has been kind of like largely ignored, even though the people in it were working hard, don't misunderstand me, but kind of been ignored in the past. And seeing the only time that I really thought about it was when we did the salute to the veterans every year. There'd be the bus out there, and then urban people from RABA would come through. Oh, we've got electric bus. We have an electric bus.
We do.
Yeah,
we have two
of them. And then with these new innovations coming up, I thought that was just great because One of our people told us, or somebody came in one day and told us it cost them, what, $22 to go from their house, $22, $25 to go to their house one way to the mall. I mean, and
what?
Then, yeah, on Uber.
Yeah, it cost me $30 to go from my home off Hilltop.
Okay, you're the one
to
that
downtown.
Did it.
Okay, yeah.
$30 to, yeah. On one way.
One way.
Because of the time of the day and all this.
And you tip, so.
So then you know that if you call, say, hey, I'm going to leave in about 30, 35 minutes, so you give yourself time for breakfast mm-hmm. and all that. They toot the horn and you run out there with your school books. Hop on the, or your stuff, hop on the bus and say you have to be there at 8. So you want them to pick you up around what time? What time would you say? Give your, I mean.
Well, if you have to be at school at 8, I'd say start booking your trip about 7:15.
Okay, so you give yourself 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're not on that direct thing, but you get to, maybe you may be on a direct route there. But it's such a great idea.
Yeah, and the whole intent of Runabout is we have buses that are running unproductive, basically carrying maybe 3 to 4 passengers per hour on routes 2, 5, and 6. So by having Runabout replace those routes, instead of people having to walk from their home several blocks to a bus stop and wait for this bus to come by hourly, now the bus comes to them on demand when they're wanted.
To their home address.
To their home address and then drops them off to their ultimate destination as long as it's within the zone or to a bus stop if it's not within their zone.
Got it. Hey, we're here with RABA, Reading Area Bus Authority. They are really up in the game here to help the citizens right here in Reading and Shasta County. But this portion of the show brought to you by somebody that's upped his game for 20-plus years. That's Jeff Worsting, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it. He's going to fix it so you don't ever have to worry about it. He guarantees it's worked for the life of the windshield. With all this weird weather and it's cold, and then you hit your heater, and you're, if you got a chip in your windshield, it could crack.
Do you remember we were driving on Thanksgiving with a relatively new car at that point, and a rock went up and hit my windshield. It was maybe that was 2 weeks we had the car. This happens a lot. I don't know if people get their new car and it's all of a sudden a ding or something. Anyway, so we called Jeff, and he said, well, because it was a warm Thanksgiving, I recall. And so he said, just make sure you've got the windows cracked. Be very careful if it's warm. I think he said something about, anyway, he gave us tips. And then as soon as we got back into town, because we weren't sure, do we need to turn around and go to Jeff? Because we're going to be driving. We don't want to be stuck with, you know, like our windshield, the fear of not knowing if it's going to fall apart on you. So anyway, he gave us a reassurance, and that's the kind of guy he is. He does all the work himself. So you know you're going to get a straight shot with Jeff at Crackmaster.
For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including 4 tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
Flew me back home, and I got home in time to talk.
All right, we're on the air live right now, so as you're talking,
did you hear,
to, yep,
did you
all
hear
of that.
I, did you hear what I just said? David? David, I'm sharing in here with other people.
Everybody heard that.
Everybody heard that.
Well, no, they only heard the tail end of that, and it didn't make any sense.
Oh, okay.
Not that you didn't make any sense, but to them, it, you know.
It probably didn't make any sense.
It's just the end of a sentence, yeah.
We're here with John Andow, who is our general or transit manager over at Reading Area Bus Authority. He has this big smile on his face all the time. I don't know, but how do you do that? How do you always have a smile on your face, John?
Just try to stay calm and not let things get to me.
Right, good, good, well, good, good, good.
We
good.
Can work on that today. And then Kelly Sapieliak.
I think you got worse. Yeah, it was better.
Wait a minute.
Kelly Sapieliak.
Sapieliak.
Well, anyway, that's why sometimes it's okay to say Kelly and John from RABA. Thank
that's
you so much for being with us. That's right.
That sounds perfect.
Well, thank you.
Well, this way they can be identified later on from the transcripts and the trial and the archives.
There you go.
Okay, so y'all really reached out so you can, because as you said, you didn't have a lot of people riding the big buses. So why not get people on smaller buses and get them where they want to go, which is kind of the idea with mass transit. Mm-hmm. So what's it look like for the future here, John?
Well, we got more coming up, particularly with our... we got more coming up with RABA, particularly December 2nd is going to be our next service change where we'll launch more runabout service. We're also going to make our Route 4 service run every 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, and particularly that route's going to go from downtown Reading down a Hartnell to Bocelli. It's going to go all the way down to the new Costco at Bonneville and the Save Mart on Churn Creek, then straight up Churn Creek all the way to the Canby Transfer Center, which is near Mount Shasta Mall. So that's going to be one of our primary routes, and we're looking forward to people taking advantage of that service.
So Costco and all those things
Costco,
that. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, the whole idea behind rapid transit is people being able to ride it so they don't have to drive their cars.
Right.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's it's for people with disabilities and all that, but kind of cutting back on the, you know, the cars coming downtown because of parking and everything else that goes along with that.
Well, yes. Let's just talk about people who are on a budget.
And it's a way to do it.
Yeah. If people are on a super big budget, we all know that insurance has just gone out of the roof. And so I guess if you thought, if one would look at where do I really need to go, I need to go to the VA, I need to go to Costco, I need to go downtown for this, and you could map your life with RABA. Why do you need a car and pay for insurance?
Right.
Especially when rent, to rent in Reading is becoming so outrageous. And rents are rising. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fantastic, the services that you've added. You've really helped not only the veterans, but you've helped out our community at a great deal.
We have also one exciting new service that will be starting also in December, and that is called RABA Runner. It is going to be a partnership with Uber, and we'll be subsidizing the first $5 of an Uber trip in areas where there's no RABA service or during hours when RABA's not running. So if you wanted to go downtown Friday night, go to the bar, and you don't want to drive, just take a Uber trip from your house, put in our voucher. We'll pay that first $5 of the trip, and then you pay the difference.
Wow. Again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. Rob is finding ways to reach out to help citizens of this county and the city to get around, make it easier, make it cheaper.
Yeah,
I mean, your microtransit, what do you call that? I call it microtransit. You call it something else, right?
It is microtransit. You're talking about the RABA runabout?
Yeah, where you can just call up and make, or go online with an app, and they come to your house. $2, unless you're a veteran, then it's free. And get someplace in a short period of time. You don't have to worry about driving to the airport or to Costco. They'll take you to Costco, and you've set up so in an hour they come pick you up. So, now, do they have things on there for bikes or wheelchairs on the vehicles?
They do. Every one of all of our vehicles are wheelchair accessible and either have a lift or a ramp or a low floor. Of them are.
All right.
Yeah. And they all have bike racks.
Yeah. See, what I did is I pictured it the first time you talked about it because I didn't stop listening after you said what it was.
Yeah.
But I pictured it as being like a car. It would just come, and I thought, how can they have that many cars running around? And
yeah.
I should have thought about it, that it's a small bus that can pick up several people.
We also have Wi-Fi, and we have...
Oh, get out.
Yeah,
Wi-Fi. You got, on the buses, you have Wi-Fi?
We have Wi-Fi, and we have library books.
Yeah.
In partnership with Shasta County Libraries.
It's kind of like those libraries.
You know what? You all have just really upped the bar here. Can I say that? And it's wonderful. And people, you know, Linda and I are going to try this out. We're gonna do this, you know, after, you know, start running a little bit.
Right.
After we get, you know, maybe after.
We get through the Christmas craze.
Yeah, beginning of the year. We're going to do this. We're going to do that microtransit thing.
And by the way, before we take a break, just on another note, I wanted to bring up that KCNR has teamed up with Michelle Slade. I want to correct myself because I said she is doing a show where Santa's stopping by December 16th. But what we're doing right now is we've teamed up with Blackbird Diner and, of course, Garden of Lights, where you have to donate a brand new or unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios here at 1326 Market Street. And the drawing will come up on December 12th. Here on the show, we'll be giving away that little package. But please come by because we have a Toys for Tots box, and we would like to see our box delivered with full toys. Full of toys.
John and Kelly, thank you so much for visiting us today and for the Reading Area Bus Authority for all the things that you all are doing that are just, you know, hitting it out of the park for our citizens here in town. And you've got me all interested in it. And people should be, should be looking at this as a new way of transit in our town.
And connecting and not being a shut-in.
It's not your daddy's
Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season here. Okay, we're going to take a break and be back with Patrick Jones.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She is President-elect Trump's new choice for Attorney General.
Well, I was a prosecutor. I was a homicide prosecutor for 18 years. I was Florida's first female Attorney General. And I was special advisor to Donald Trump, Office of White House Counsel. But most importantly, I'm his friend.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi at a Trump campaign rally in North Carolina a while ago. Bondi is the AG nominee after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has met with Republican senators, insisting that he's innocent of sexual assault allegations dating back to 2017. Hegseth says there was an investigation, adding that he was completely cleared. Longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania finally conceding the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. Casey saying,
as the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last.
McCormick's win means Republicans will have a 53-47 Senate majority next year. Russia says it was a new kind of hypersonic missile it unleashed on Ukraine yesterday.
What the Russians are trying to do is to try and intimidate the Ukrainians and their Western backers from pushing back any further and to gain as much as they can for the next 60 days until the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Former U.S. intel officer, Russia expert Angela Sett, Moscow is retaliating after President Biden allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russian territory. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 293 points, the Nasdaq better by 25, and the S&P is up 21 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
A second Australian teen has died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos.
Honey Bowles had been in a critical condition in a hospital in Bangkok for days following the poisoning in Laos more than a week ago. Her friend, another Australian teenager, and a British woman also died. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had called the incident
every parent's very worst fear.
Officials earlier said an American and two Danish tourists had also died following reports that multiple people had been sickened in a town popular with backpackers. The US State Department on Friday issued a health alert for citizens traveling in Laos, warning of suspected methanol poisoning in Van Vieng. I'm Karen Chama.
China is going to expand visa-free entry to citizens of 9 more countries as it seeks to boost tourism and business travel to help revive its sluggish economy. People from those countries will be able to enter China without a visa starting at month's end. News and analysis at townhall.com. Where were you in 63? If you were around, chances are you remember what happened 61 years ago today.
The nation is marking 61 years since President John F. Kennedy was assassinated as his motorcade passed through downtown Dallas on November 22, 1963. Even after over six decades, conspiracy theories about what happened that day still swirl, and the desire to follow every thread of information hasn't waned. President-elect Donald Trump made promises over the summer that if reelected, he would declassify the remaining record. At this point, only a few thousand of millions of pages of records related to the assassination have been released. Keith Peters reporting.
J.D. Vance's election as vice president has opened up one of Ohio's U.S. Senate seats. For the third time in as many years, Governor Mike DeWine will be filling the vacancy. He'll name someone to the appointment post. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 22nd of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm, Linda's here, and on the line.
On the line, we have Susan Eastman, who's first Vice President of Investments for Stifel. That's S-T-I-F-E-L Investments. Good morning, Susan, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Well, the markets are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 269 points at 44,133. The S&P 500 is up 16 points at 5,965. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 17 points at 18,989. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down $3.02, trading at $143.64. SMCI up $3.36, trading at $33.11. Tesla up $13, trading at $353.29. And SoundHound AI up 63 cents at $7.61 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.417%. Over to commodities, gold is up $30 an ounce at $2,706. Silver pots at 41 cents, trading at $31.26 per ounce, and crude oil is up at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Wow. We really appreciate
you.
It's
raining so much.
I know, and so I wonder if people are like in a plane. Playing the market, playing the stocks more when they're
indoors and they're trading the market.
You can feel, yeah, you know. All right. Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L. We appreciate her so much. If you're looking for investments and all of the things that you want to do with your 401k, I mean, as the new year happens, people are reevaluating. She's located at Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. Now to the weather. Flooding concerns continue Friday. Today, flooding issues become even more widespread as rain continues and snow melts rapidly in the higher elevations. Showers will be a bit spottier for most, but Butte and Plumas County can still expect heavy rain through the day. We're expecting a minor flood in the Sacramento River at Tehama Bridge into the evening. Some breaks could pop up elsewhere. But let's just know that right now we have underlined flood watch, wind advisory, and flood advisory with their temperatures reaching around 56. So actually what you see right now with the temperatures are right now is what the high will be for the rest of the day. And then overnight lows will be showers and patchy fog with some thunderstorms possibly in the forecast for tonight with our overnight lows at 46. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs.
Okay. Am I irritating you today? Come on. Tell the truth. People like to hear this.
I just...
Am I irritating you today?
No, I don't want to...
Are you sure? Then why did you punch me in the face during the break? Patrick, did you see that?
No. I have so no recollection.
No. Patrick. No, we don't do those things.
No, we don't. But
don't even bring it up. Don't even say that on the air because it's not even joking.
I'm joking, though.
Yes.
People know I'm joking. They know you are a beautiful, sophisticated, low-violence person. Oh.
Yes, we don't have violence in our no.
There is no violence.
No.
There's no place for violence.
No, there is not.
There is room for self-defense, though. Right? I love you. Hey, we're here with Patrick. I'm here with Patrick. Patrick's married. You know what if you work with your wife, you can't help it every so often. You know, they say if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. Every so often, there's rubbing going on there.
Yeah, I have to learn to say yes, dear, a lot.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know, I've got two words of advice for you. And it's called yes, dear. Now you can say it different ways, like yes, dear, or yes, dear. And you know, they know that you're going to do it, but you're just not crazy about it. Okay, Patrick.
I'm glad you had to go on that little, I don't understand where it came from, but okay. It's Friday, it's raining.
Because you were rolling your eyes out.
And
it's been raining for 3 days,
yes.
And I'm just, you know, between the dog and I.
Okay.
You know, so.
How are you, Patrick? Good to see you.
It's been a while. How are you, Patrick?
I'm great, actually. You know, so I've had the fortune to be able to serve for, 4 years as Shasta County Board of Supervisor. And I was chair in 2023, and that's not something that you always get to do.
Mm-hmm.
And would I've liked to have had another term, sure. But, you know, as we've seen with President Trump, sometimes you might have to wait a little bit back.
That's right. And just find a way to get on Joe Rogan. And, you know, those kind of things. Or start your own, podcast. Start your own podcast that you're out there.
But I'm really proud with what we've done in the last 2 to 3 years. We've been able to have some major changes within the county, and the county is better off today for that. And, so I'm really fortunate to have a board that I can work with, because much of my time, when I served on the Redding City Council for 8 years, I didn't always have the board or the council that I wanted to. And in the last 2 years, I have, and a lot of changes for the better. And over time, you're going to see and hear about more things that have come out. And so, our goal is to leave the county better than what we found it. I feel very comfortable to say that I have been able to do that, and I wasn't able to do it at the city.
Well, you know what? After the break, I want you to kind of enumerate those. These are things that, that we did that moved us forward. And I know you've got a list.
Long list.
Long list. I'm going to hit this one quick. The election. You all appointed Tom Toler.
Toler, yeah.
It seems to me, and I'm just on the outside here, reading stuff from all sources, that he seems to be walking that line and seems to be, he's got his people, he's kept their morale up and all of this. And even though it's taken a while to count the ballots, but that's happening throughout California. We still have several congressional races in this state due to their, I think, the weird voting practices we have and counting practices.
I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed. So, I mean,
Tom was
put. You voted for him and yes. Everything. Are you? What's your thoughts here?
Well, it's a little early for me. Tom was thrust into this thing, and so he's had to come into an office that he was not familiar with. And now he's a smart guy, and he has a lot of integrity. And I've known Tom prior, and that is one of the reasons why I did vote for him. And I had several meetings with R.O.B. Toler before he was appointed, and one of the things that we wanted to establish that has been eroding over the last 4 years was trust in your elections department and transparency. And that was something, it's required by law that you have to have meaningful observation and to not treat the observers as adversarial people.
Yeah.
They're there to take a look, and that's the area that I really wanted to see some real change on, and I didn't see that this time around. It was much like it was before. Now, I can say when I went down, 6-7 times to observe, I was treated fine, and But there were many times, in fact, every time that I went down, I did not have full, meaningful observation of each of the stations. And that's something we can work on. And
what is full, meaningful observation? What, when I hear people say that, but what is that?
Well, for example, when we do the electronic tabulation, which is where you run the ballot through and it tabulates it, and these are Canon scanners. They're DRG2140s. They're off the shelf. There's four of them. And so on one of the machines, I can sit there and watch it and watch the ballots go through, and so I have meaningful observation. The other three I can't see. They're out of range. They're out of – I can't see the ballots. I can't see the marks on the ballots.
Are there other observers, though, looking at each one of these machines?
Well, there are county employees working at each of these workstations.
Right.
But I mean, the public can't see.
Okay. Public can't see all four of them.
Correct.
What you're saying.
Can see one. Okay. One. And then in the duplication area with Runbeck, because we had this overspray issue.
Hey, welcome to the ROV, Tom.
Yeah. And I can see duplication station 4 and 3 a little bit, and I'll talk a little bit about more about what I saw.
Because we have to take a break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? Four Winds Jewelry, and next month, in a few days, they're getting ready to start their, I don't know, maybe it could be the 35th anniversary of Four Winds Jewelry, started by a guy named Leonard.
Their anniversary birthday sale, so for the whole month.
Oh, gosh.
The entire month of December, which is great because it's during the holidays, of course, and Christmas time. So everything in the store is 20, if not more, percent off.
And they've already got great prices on it. They were voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. They're locally owned, locally operated. Rebecca and Henry have it now, have the store now. They're just really people, good people with integrity. And you can trust anything that goes on down there. I can't say enough about them. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. And if you wanted a piece of designer jewelry, one you design, they'll help you with that and then build it. It's... You know, it's just a great store. This is the only place we go to for jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem to...
or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. too long. Welcome back. It's Friday, the 22nd, 8:20 in the morning, about 57 degrees out there. It's light rain right now, but we're looking at thunderstorms later on today. So be prepared. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is for non-life-threatening emergencies. Get care now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wake from the comfort and safety of your home and then arrive at the projected treatment time. Walk in and go to the emergency room without having to wait for 3 or 4 hours sitting there. Using Get Care Now is quick and easy, and you can do it by just going to the website of Shasta Regional Medical Center and click the Get Care Now tab. That's a good idea. So you don't have to end up waiting down there. As long as it's not like you've stopped breathing or something. But you'd still need to get down there. Okay. I'm here with Patrick Jones, supervisor of from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and we're talking about elections right now and where the observation for the people. You're saying that could be better.
Yeah, and you know, and some of the problems obviously are restraints within the building that we have, and we'd like to get a new building for the Register of Voters, and we're working on that and putting some plans together now. So to restore trust, when you can basically view everything and see everything, the public then starts to feel, you know, much better. If you go down to the ROV department right now, for example, I went there the other day, and I can see some ladies, some election workers counting ballots in the break room, which I can't go into the break room. And so that's a little concerning when, you know, there are ballots being handled and there's nobody observing that, and I'm not allowed to go there. Those are the kinds of things that are not helpful. And those can be solved. Those all are fixable, solvable things that we're going to have to get to be able so that people can go down, and I'm talking about anybody that wants to go down and observe and can see what's happening. Now, the real problem here, Carl, is, you know, across the nation, in almost every county in the United States, we're using one of three proprietary software systems, which is ESNS, HART, and Dominion. And you cannot use any other system. And unless the Secretary of State approves it, which they won't, LA County has a different system, but that's a rare exception. And you can't look inside these machines. You have to trust these machines. And that's just, to me, insanity. And it just is so ripe for outside interference. And in my opinion, what has been happening over a length of time now is there has been intrusions into our systems, and it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes races are fine, and sometimes they're not. But when you can't verify what's happened with these machines. And when your audit logs fail and you can't reproduce what actually happened, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's right. And I think every vote should count. And I don't think we're there. I think right now, with this new administration coming, we have a chance to finally clean this up. And a lot of countries around the world, what they're doing is they're going to one-day voting, you know, paper ballots, one day, voter ID, and really engage the public and make it a very public process. Counting ballots should be a very public process. It's an anonymous ballot. I was really happy back in 2012 to take part of the Gary Cadd recount. And that was a very public thing where we were right there watching those ballots. We counted 32,000 ballots. It was just one race, so it was a simple issue. And we did that in 2.5 days, and it brought everybody together. That's what we need to get back to. That's the kind of thing that I'd like to get back to.
Well, you see more and more people, the vast majority of the people in the United States, if you believe polls, and I'm not sure I believe polls anymore.
They didn't work too good this time.
that say that there's nothing wrong with people showing their ID when they come in to vote. You show your ID for so many different things. And to use the argument that people can't get an ID, to me it's kind of specious because are the people so illiterate they can't get it? I mean, it's everywhere. To be able to get an ID, and I don't think it's going to impact it.
Right, and Huntington Beach just passed a voter ID, and I would like to see that in Shasta County. And that's just one thing. That's one thing of many things that can be done. But I would really like to get back to counting ballots. And there's a right way to count ballots. When you have three sets of eyes on every ballot, you get the correct mark, and that's what's important, is to get it correct. In this duplication process, for example, so let me explain kind of what's happening right now and why Tom Toller is kind of in a rough shape right now, is because we have a problem with our ballots and or the scanning machine or a combination of both. So we order our ballots, all 117,000 of them, from a company in Phoenix, Arizona called Runbeck. They produce to the particular standard, the size, the shape, there's dimensions, and there's regulations as to what that ballot has to be, the type of paper.
We're not the only one they provide ballots to either.
Yeah, they produce millions of ballots all over. And so they deliver the ballots to us, and then the voters vote, and then we run them through the Canon scanner. And in this particular time, half of those ballots, roughly, probably a little more than half, wouldn't scan. And so they had to be then separated out. So the ones that could be scanned were scanned. The ones that couldn't were separated out, and they were brought over into another room. Runbeck brought to Shasta County another scanning machine and two more printing machines. And so they would run those ballots that couldn't be scanned through an electronic image. They were scanned again, and then a duplicate image was made. And so on election day, I went down to take a look at this duplication process, and I looked there just for a couple minutes on duplicator number 4, and I saw two times where the marks, the ballots, where the person had marked their ballot, it was not transferred to the duplicate. And an election observer, one person, would have to catch that mistake, just one person. And they did. The mistake I saw on the first ballot, they caught it, as I did. And I could only see observation station number 4. I couldn't see the others. And then in another minute, here comes another ballot. And again, another vote was not duplicated over. And so went back to work, didn't think too much of that. And then at about 3:30 that day, I started thinking, I wonder if this has been going on all day. And so I asked our CEO, Dave Rickard, to come over at 3:30. He did. And within a few minutes, obviously, we saw the same problem occur, that it's not being scanned and duplicated correctly. Now it's incumbent upon the county worker to catch these mistakes. And that's problematic because you have one person trying to catch a mistake, and you have 150,000 images that we're going to have to go through to get through this election. And so this problem that we have with Runbeck, the problem that we have with these heart machines, I have now asked, and the board has approved, to send letters to the U.S. Department of Justice for an investigation on both Runbeck, and this is not the first time Runbeck's been under investigation, and an investigation under the heart. We have some issues with voting. That's very serious, and we'll want to get to the the bottom of that. Now, I'm hoping the new administration will be able will approve these letters on the 10th, and then they will go off, and I hope the new administration will take a serious look at them.
Okay. And we're here with Patrick Jones, supervisor, Shasta County Supervisors. We're talking about this past election and the fact that there was this overspray on the ballots, over half of them, it looks like, which means every ballot had to be reimaged, has to be gone over, and then entered. Is it entered? It runs through another scanner.
It runs through another scanner. Okay. It's put up on a screen. It's checked, and it's double-checked again. So there's a lot of
people.
So
more than just one person looking at it.
Well, one person at a time.
Yeah.
And that's where I would like to see two sets or three sets of eyes, because then it gets done 100% correctly. One person doing one task, handling a ballot, that can be, you know, fought with errors.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I've only been going there for 17 years, so I can only talk about the last 17 years. I've never had a bad haircut there. They were founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. You get a great haircut. They're nice guys. Tim and Logan are just good men. And it's an enjoyable experience. I work using their appointment system, where I just give them a call, 530-244-9478, set up an appointment that works for me, go in, get my haircut, walk out. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Friday, the 22nd, 8:34 in the morning, 57 degrees out there, and where it looks like it's the rain is light right now. Stand by for thunderstorms later tonight. Patchy fog, wind gust as high as 34 miles per hour. If you're heading north, you might be you might want to have chains and all those kind of things, and extra water and warm clothes and blankies in the car, because you never can tell. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Patrick Jones, supervisor, Shasta County Board of Supervisors. So it's been 4 years, Patrick.
Three years and 11 months.
Okay, 3 years and 11 months. What do you think are the biggest, most positive changes that's happened over your tenure here?
Well, for me, and you know, and the public may not know this very well because of, unfortunately, lack of good reporting, but we started off when I first got here. I had a meeting with our CEO at the time, Matt Pontus, and it was about a two-hour meeting, and I really stressed on him that, you know, keeping me well-informed is going to be good for my district and good for the county. I didn't have another meeting with him for a year and a half. I met with no department heads. They all stayed away from me, except the veteran service officer. She met with me, but no one else would. And I thought, well, you know, I guess the county does things a little different, you know, because I was used to having meetings with all the department heads at the city. Well, they basically had put me kind of off to the side and treated me as pretty much irrelevant. But with the successful recall of Leonard Modi, and the eventual resignation of Matt Pontus, we started to see this onion being peeled back, and good things started happening when we started making replacements in some of these top positions. Our new CEO today is Dave Rickard, doing a great job bringing new eyes from outside the state into our county. Has been a wonderful thing. That's really helped in transparency and doing things right and doing things honestly and doing things that the will of the board, when the board makes a decision, that is to be carried out, and that's the way that it should be. We have a new health and human service director. We have a new health officer. We have a new ROV, a new support services director. Lots of changes within the county. All really good things. Really good people today. And some had said, you know, we can't hire good people. That is totally incorrect. We've hired some really outstanding people. We have a new county council that's been huge. The last councils that we've had have been very counterproductive and, in fact, not doing the will of the board. And that's all changed now. And the most of that started in January of 2023 when myself and Supervisor Kelstrom and Supervisor Cry came on board. And obviously, we're more conservative. And we are conservative in value. And then we started making policies. And that was the year I became chair. And right off the bat, the first thing that I wanted to do is get rid of all electronic voting machines, which I did. I canceled the Dominion voting machine contract, and we created a hand count, only to have the state come around the from the back of us and pass AB 969 saying that you can't. But we attempted to do the right thing, and obviously the state does not want people to count ballots by hand. We passed a Second Amendment resolution, and then we also passed a resolution that would allow people to carry, because of SB 2 on county buildings now, at least on county buildings, if you have a California concealed weapon permit, you can carry on county property. That was something we did. The cities here have not done that, and that's still in effect today. So happy with that.
It seems like every time you all would do something, the state would make pass a law.
Right. And
they do that a lot about the North State here.
Well, and if that's the case, then we don't need a board of supervisors, right? If the state is just going to override us every time, why have a board? And all counties really should be concerned when they do stuff like this, because they may be next. Fountain Wind is another good example of that.
I was hoping you were going to bring it up, or I was going to. Here's a project, the Wind project, that the Planning Commission was against totally, and I think y'all got a 5-0 vote against it.
It was 4-1. Leonard Modi supported it, but other than him, it was 4-1.
And so I thought it was put to bed, and then the state passed a law that said they're taking it out of the hands of the local authorities.
Correct, and they give it to another group, the California Electric Commission, that isn't appointed. They're not elected, you know, and so, and hopefully, and we've been litigating that. We're lobbying against that right now, and it's been costly. So for the public's knowledge, we probably spent about $1 million trying to fight back the state on that. But in the end, it's worth it, because, again, if we can stop that from happening, it'll help other counties and other cities, too, from the same type of problems.
Well, if they override the local authorities, they can put wind farms or solar farms anywhere they want, essentially.
Correct. And the local people are more connected, to our county, obviously.
Of course.
And so these guys, so it was pretty upsetting to see them. And they got a pretty good earful when they did come here, and they did listen to the public and to the elected.
At least they came up here.
They did come up here.
And it was pretty uniformly opposed to that. And, you know, solar farms, wind farms, you can argue both sides of those things. But the local people that it affects ought to have something to say about it.
No, I agree. And the other thing,
the vast majority of us up here agree to that.
The board has been in the paper a few times. Obviously, when I was chair, we had, I think, 5 disruptions where people were disrupting the meeting. And obviously, these people were seeking attention, and recesses were had to be called. The room had to be cleared, and then we would resume the meeting. And I can say, thankfully, now that with county council and the sheriff, that when you disrupt a public meeting, which is in violation of Penal Code Section 403, now you will be arrested and taken to Shasta County Jail, which is what happened this last time. And there should be some consequences for people disrupting a meeting. No matter who it is. And so that's happening. So hats off to the sheriff and our council for getting that done. That hopefully should start calming things down. The board's going to be different next year. I think it's still going to be a good board. It looks like right now, if the election numbers continue as they are, we're going to have 3 new board members.
We know for sure there's going to be 2.
Two for sure.
We just don't know who the third one is.
And right now, it looks like Corky Harmon is going to be winning District 3, and Supervisor Cry and Supervisor Kellstrom will still be there. And I think the will of this board will probably be similar to the next board. So I'm excited about that. And I'll be still attending meetings and watching. And now,
are you going to have signs?
No signs.
are you going to sit down if if something goes wrong?
No, I usually stay pretty quiet and just.
Why is the press removed also?
And I had asked that too,
because it's bad optics.
Well, it is, but But I would say I would defend the county on this, in that when the chair says clear the room, he's asking everybody to leave. Everybody needs to leave. And certain members of
and there's no business being conducted
right.
This
we've,
time.
We've
that's the big thing.
We've recessed the meeting. There's no business going on. We're trying to clear the room, and people are not leaving the room. And some of the media are not leaving the room. And that's exactly what these people want. They feed on the attention. And so when you clear the room and we turn the lights off, then we can arrest the individual for disrupting the public meeting. We take him out the back and we haul him off to jail. And that's the way that it should be. But when the media continues to stick around, it just furthers what these people are trying to do to be disruptive. And so I've asked before that all people please leave. And usually the media would. In this case, they wouldn't. And and there may be, there was some disruption at least with one member of the media, and there may be some consequences with that. And so there's no news when the meeting is adjourned. And, there's nothing going on.
Do you see the media side? If somebody's getting arrested in there, they'd like to be there to report on it?
Well, I guess they could, what they should do if they're really interested in that is we have the squad cars out back. Just go right out there. You'll see the person being walked out and entered into the back of the squad car. And then they could have their story. But we need to clear the room. People need to get out. If they don't clear it, what ends up happening is it just takes a half hour, an hour and 10 minutes for all that to get done, and you've disrupted the meeting any longer. We're trying to resume business for the county, which we will, and we're trying to minimize that. And so, I would say that, a few of these people from the media, they're online media sources, which I don't like any one of them because of their heavy left slanted reporting. In fact, it's not reporting at all. It's just I don't know what it is. I don't put any weight to them whatsoever. And it's unfortunate because, things happen. Just report what you see, right? Don't taint it one way or the other, but they do. And so, it's why the record searchlight today, for example, went from 40,000 readers down to now under 4,000. People do not trust what they're putting out, and I would say that is true. That is correct. And people are turning now to other sources of media.
As we learned in this last election, huge legacy media took a real, real big hit. And Trump broke that code about where to go to. So he started going to these podcasts and reached literally millions of people on that. So, legacy media needs to take a good look at what they're doing. I imagine all media should do that. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. We're here with Patrick Jones, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This last...
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
No, we're not halfway there. We're almost all the way there. In our last segment on Friday, another grueling 10-hour week that, you know, we're putting into bed here today. Today, the 22nd, 8:50 in the morning, about 57 degrees out there. Stand by for some thundershowers later on, my friends. Really high wind gusts, up to 34 miles per hour. It's going to be, tomorrow it's going to be raining. Sunday, raining, Monday, raining, Tuesday, showers likely. Tuesday night, chance of showers. Wednesday, sunny. And Thanksgiving Day, sunny. So, let's get it all out of our system now, so next week will be great. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Patrick Jones, and we're talking about elections, but we're talking about, during the break, we're talking about national things. And the fact, your opinion, Patrick, that it looks like every indicator, every group, every ethnic group, every religious group, every place, especially young men, are moving right. When I say moving right, moving to a more conservative position.
Well, the public should be a little concerned in that, you know, it's the weeks leading up to the election and the months leading up to the election. You saw all those polls, and the polls said that, you know, Harris was up by a point or two, or, you know, it's...
What's that one in Iowa? They said that she went from a 16-point deficit to a 3-point lead?
Right, you know, and so you hear all this stuff, and so they're trying to convince the public that that's what really is in the minds of the American voter, and the reality was that that wasn't true, and all those polls were lies. And I've seen local polls here, too. You know, I remember when Doc DeNuca ran for assembly, and he was an independent at that time, and he paid for a poll to say, hey, could an independent be elected in District 1 assembly? And they said, oh, sure, no problem. Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. You know, people are tired of, you elect people, they get in there, and I don't think anybody runs. And this is just me being Pollyanna. I don't think anybody runs without thinking I can do great things for my people, no matter if it's a million or if it's 50,000. Somewhere along there, as time goes by, slowly they change in there. So you've got your Democrats and your Republicans. A large part of our population is saying they don't want to. They're not stating. Does this mean that there's time for an independent party to come through?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I've been elected, you know, three times now and ran many races and, and I've seen, you know, different governments from whether it's city of Reading or the county, and I've seen lots of people, run, and then when they get into office, you know, how do they behave? And it, you know, these governments, they've been running for a long time now, and for a lot of people, instead of trying to make changes for the better, it's just easier to go with the flow. And, and I saw that at the city, quite often, that it's just easier to kind of bow down and let that go on instead of fixing the problem. And I'm happy to say at the county in the last 2 years, and it's probably why you've seen these very liberal groups, get upset, is because we're making some changes. We're not taking the easy road. We're going to do things that are right, and we have the staff. We have a good staff that backs us up. That's always important. And making changes, just like we put on the ballot, the charter county. And we're now a charter county, and that'll go into effect January 1st, and the public backed us up on that. And any amendment that we put forward or the public puts forward will have to be voted on. Right now, it looks like the two measures, P and Q, looks like one might pass, maybe, and the other one is not going to pass. And so, but that's all up to the public. And I'm very thrilled that we're now going to be a charter county, and you know, the people make the decisions as to what they want their charter to look like. And I give hats off to Chair Cry. That was one that he pushed forward, and it happened.
The jail. Let me throw this one in. Everybody that runs. Everybody that runs has been talking about that jail for, 10 years?
Yeah, and I wanted
What's going to happen? Well, and I've got like 4 minutes.
So I don't know what's going to happen. So when I first got on, we wanted to make it a priority. And in 2022, we really were pushing for that. We hired consultants. We started saving money. We have that money still saved. The consultant we were working with was saying, hey, they just finished one down in Fresno, 300 beds for $43 million. And I said, okay, that's something that I'd like to do. And so we started moving in on that. And then as we started crunching the numbers, as time went on and construction costs went up, the price went from $43 million, then to $50, then to $100, to $125, then $150. And the number of beds went from 300 down to 192. And I said, all right, I'm not going to spend $150 million for 192 beds. That's crazy. And so the construction costs right now has all but hamstrung us into what we can do. Now, are there some other options? And we're exploring those right now. We have the old courthouse that is the county's property. We're going to be looking at that to see if there's possibility of maybe some low-risk inmates being held there. We have some opioid money that we're working on right now to see how that's going to play in, and that might play in a part of that. What I would also like to do is a post-release program for inmates that they, if they go through a program, that they can get out of jail earlier than later, and they have to complete a program. I talked to the sheriff about that, Sheriff Johnson, and he was agreeable to that and liked that idea. And so there are some things that we're going to try, but I believe building a new jail, I don't think you're going to be hearing a lot of people talk about that or running on that because of the costs. And when it was $43 million, it was doable. But now, you know, prior to my time on the board, there were two opportunities for grant monies, and they were turned down. And that's unfortunate because they could have got it done. And today we've been saving money, and we still have that money. And I'd like to see that money still stay there for that purpose. And hopefully construction costs go down.
Yeah, there's no doubt we need that jail. Thanks a lot, Patrick, for being with us today. And hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going to have a great Thanksgiving. And then next year, you know, I'm not going to be elected next year. And so I'll just be
come on down in here.
And I can talk about anything I want. And it should be pretty fun. I'd like to talk about Eric Magrini. That would be a good one to talk about. The assistant CEO, that position has now been eliminated. And I'd like to talk about Captain Kropholler. There's lots of things I'd like to talk about.
Okay. Well, you've got a spot here. Or you can have your own show. Hey, I want to mention one more thing. When Robert was here, and I'm so sorry I forgot to do this, but Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson wrote a check to Robert for veterans for $1,000. And I wanted to present it on the show, and you know, I got my head on my butt and forgot. But I want to give a big shout out to the Johannessons for everything they do to help our veterans and our community up here. And this is just another example. When he heard it on the show, and we were talking about, yeah, this is for the veterans to be able to ride free on RABA, he goes, next day, he brings in this $1,000 check so we can give it to RABA. So thanks a lot, Marianne and Mojo, for everything you do for our community. And Patrick, you know, whether they agreed with you or not, the one thing that I've always, always enjoyed about you, I never had to worry about where you were or your stance on things.
Well, I think that's important as an elected
official.
And I've
heard that from people that don't like you very much. Right. That they say, well, no, we always know where Patrick Jones is. You don't have to worry about him going in different directions.
Correct.
So, I mean, and frankly, that can be very refreshing when you're talking to politicians.
Well, I started that away. I didn't want to change. I think voters need to know. And if you don't like me, vote me out. They did. And I'm happy with that, you know. And as long as if everything is fair, I'm more than happy.
Okay. Well, have a great Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas and all that.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And be safe this weekend. Everybody, it's going to be raining, just like I said. It's going to start clearing up next week before Thanksgiving, but we're going to have some horrendous weather, it looks like, this weekend. So be prepared and take care of yourself, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.